Hey everyone, I'm Grace and this is my podcast. Today is, it's March the 28th, 2023, and yeah, this is El Podcast de Grace. So, some of you may be thinking, like, what's up? You have, 89 episodes and they're all in Spanish. Why are you talking in English? Some of you may not even understand what I'm saying, but I have a purpose for this episode. And you see, recently there's been this controversy about the governor of Nuevo León, or how some people translate it to New Lyon, which is a state in Mexico, because the governor went to this convention, I think in New York, and started talking about the water problem in Monterrey, which is really severe. And he started speaking in English, and, you know, social media in Mexico does its thing and starts mocking him and, you know, just talking very badly about him. And I was really, I don't know, there's, first of all, sorry if I make more pauses than usual, if some words don't really are spelled correctly, said correctly. I was really nervous in making this episode, even though I have, I don't know, if I'm almost turning 30. I think I've been speaking English for 25 years in my life, and still this is how I sound. I did want to make a point in here, and that's, you know, when I saw the video, I was expecting something like, there's several years ago, the previous president of Mexico went to this, it was also kind of a talk, I guess, and he spoke in English, but it was really funny, and he said some stuff like infrastructure, and everyone was laughing, and I don't know, it was fun, I guess, to give some heads up. Mexican culture is really a lot about laughing at things, and maybe some things we shouldn't be laughing at, but yeah, that's how Mexican culture is. So, I was, when I played this video from the governor of New Lyon, I thought I would see something similar, so I was like, oh yeah, let's watch it and laugh, I guess. But I watched it and I was like, hey, no, that guy talks like me. Like, why are they laughing at him? And then I understood, like, haters are gonna hate, right? And people are gonna say bad stuff if they can, and that's precisely what happened here. So I wanted to say, some people jumped in the trend of, you know, laughing at him and saying, like, oh, his English sucks, and I don't know, and he's so rich, and, you know, he has this position of power, and even though he still can't speak in English, and I don't know, I felt really sad, and I saw lots of posts, like, him throwing shade at him, I guess. Also, sorry if some phrases I say may not be, like, very correct, I guess, because I'm used to speaking in English for a work setting and formal settings, and not really talking about memes. I was, you know, really surprised that people were laughing at him, and his English wasn't actually bad. And I think that people laughing at him, it's because he has done other stuff, that maybe that's why people are, you know, trying to find reasons for hating him. And that's I'm not gonna say that's fine, but that has nothing to do with me, right? But I did see you know, people jump in and laugh at him, and then some people get discouraged by this and saying, like, hey, my English is not as good, like, are people gonna laugh at me too? And that's when I say, nope, I need to step in and do something about this, because I'm guessing this guy, who's like, I don't know, I guess he's 35. I don't really have that much information, but not that I did many previous research, you know, for this episode. But what I wanted to say is that he probably is like me and has been speaking English since he's like 5. So to be honest, I didn't think his English is bad or anything. I was like, he may just, and some posts actually mentioned that he just has an accent. And hey, guess what? I do so too, and I've been living in the US for 6 years. So that's pretty common. I'm also going to note that when you live in a setting where you don't speak English every day, it's even more common that you're gonna have this accent, that you're gonna sound kind of like, I don't know, slower. As you can see in this episode, I don't think I am very fluid, right? Fluent. Sorry. Like I used to be in Spanish, and that's because so you're thinking in a second language. And I think that's something very good. It's I don't know. I just love learning languages, and I think it's a good thing. Like even if your accent shows, that doesn't mean you're bad. To the contrary, it means you're learning. And I don't know. I know people love to cancel other people, but I don't think this is the correct reason. And I wanted to step in because I saw many people get discouraged, right? And, you know, saying like, oh, I don't even... Some people were like, I don't even speak English. Like, why are they laughing at him? And I understand. So that's why I wanted to, you know, expose myself. Because I know many people here follow me for the tech industry and most probably are thinking, okay, so Grace is living in the US. How is her English? Well, this is how my English is and this is my day to day and I'm doing just fine with it. I'm not gonna say because I've noticed this kind of, there's two trains of thought, I believe, and some say like some move to the US or start learning English and they try to get rid of their accent and, you know, just blend in the crowd. And others are like, you know what, I'm not gonna do anything, I'm gonna do the bare minimum, and you can notice like who really likes learning English and who doesn't. And well, I guess there's also people that care, but maybe not to the point of, you know, getting rid of their accent. So people like their accent. I actually like some accents. It also tells you like where people are from, no? Like Latin Americans, Asians. I feel you hear, for example, in a call, I'm not saying like after having looked at their name, because sometimes it's kind of obvious, but you see like, oh yeah, this person's from China, this person is probably from India, right? Like I like the accents. I think they are a part of us, and they show that English is not our first language, and that I think that's something wonderful, that people are willing to learn a second language, because it's not that easy. To be honest, I was kind of biased because I started learning English when I was very young. So as I grew up, I realized when I entered university that some people, some of my classmates had started learning English at that time, when I had already been learning English for more than 10 years. So I was really surprised and like, wow. So I know in Moscow, been 10 times as hard for them to get through university and, you know, all those English books. And I was there when people were like, I don't understand the books in English. So actually when I was in university, they also changed some of the books, some were in Spanish, and then they were like, no, this class has to be in English now, because we're, you know, part of these certificates and programs in the US, so so go ahead, teach your class in English. And I was I could see with my own eyes how professors needed to change language from from one semester to the other, and they were really having a hard time. And I understand, like, if you've been giving a class for 20 years and suddenly they tell you, ah, switch to English, you'll be like, So I do remember seeing them struggling, and I was like, yeah, this is a hard thing. Even to people like me that have been, you know, learning the English forever, I don't think it's easy. So you see me here speaking and you say like, oh, I don't think you have a problem with English. Well, I don't, but I feel more stupid when I talk in English. I feel 10 times slower. I feel my vocabulary is also pretty, I don't know, just the opposite of broad, I guess. You see, I couldn't even find a word for that. And that's... That's a problem we people have when we learn a second or third language. We need to think more to say the same, if not an even worse statement, right? So I wanted to, first of all, give some tips in you know, how I use English in my day-to-day life. So I'd say before, for example, a meeting or stuff, I need to discuss a specific thing. I try to, you know, start thinking about the meeting some minutes ahead and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to say, and this is the updates I'm going to give. And it's not an organization thing, but more of a, you know, I'm going to start thinking about what I'm going to say, and that way I can think of better ways of saying it. So I think the key here is time. As compared to the first language, what you need to do is start thinking about what you're going to say beforehand. So when it's the time to say, you may actually have been through some iterations of what you were going to say and actually come out with something better. So at least that has helped me, because I know if I go to the meeting, which has also happened, it's sometimes unavoidable, and go from scratch, I know I'm going to say like, hello, yes, good, update, good, me not blocked, bye. So yeah, I know I'm going to just, you know, be pretty and stutter and stuff. So that's what I try to do to, you know, get a better better participation in my meetings. I just, like, you know, from a few minutes before, think about what I'm going to say and like several ways of saying it also. So yeah, that has helped me a lot. I know there's also this other trend that's like, you know, no, you don't need English, and like, no, you don't need to learn it, and I feel very sad about this take, honestly. I'm not saying like, oh, English is super necessary, go and learn it right now, right? And if you people are hearing this, then you understand English, so it's not probably for you. You know, I do agree in, like, on the day-to-day, you know, more people are learning, for example, about code, and they... Maybe English is no longer that necessary to, you know, start coding, and there's also guides in Spanish and stuff, but I wouldn't say, okay, don't learn it. Like, if it's just because you don't want to, I feel that's a very bad approach, because one of the use cases I can think of is when, you know, I have a problem with, you know, a bug in my code. I usually look for help in English. I ask for help in English. Resources are in English. I don't think I have ever seen, like, even, like, one question answered in Spanish. Maybe I'm biased because I haven't looked for it, but I know it's not easy to find help in Spanish, so I don't look for it, and I look for it in English. So there's that. Just not knowing English may give you a, you know, more limited place to get your information from, and I think that's I don't know, that may just make your life harder in a way. So I'm definitely pro learning English, but I understand the situation is sometimes not as simple as, you know, for me, you know, I learned it since I was young, so that's it. No, I know it's hard to start learning it when you're older, because, you, for example, me learning a third language, I have work, so only time I can take my Japanese is my third language. I take my classes at night, so I know it's a lot of effort, and it's not like, okay, I did my homework and that's it. You actually gotta practice to improve, and this is a process that takes years, so... I'm telling you now, 25 years learning English, and I don't feel like I sound anything near perfect. It's also funny because I think my voice changes a lot when talking in English. I feel I sound more mature, and like, I don't know. You have ever watched that Terano series where when the, was it Elizabeth? I think the main character who actually fakes her voice to sound deeper because she's in a male dominated environment. So she needs to sound more mature and that she knows her stuff and stuff. So I don't know if that's like unconsciously what I do, right? And unintentionally just make my voice a little bit deeper when I speak in English. But yeah, my pitch also definitely changes. I'm not even gonna start talking about Japanese, because I still feel very bad speaking Japanese. So yeah, I'd say English is a language that communicates most of the world, and I think it's pretty important to learn it, and I also enjoy it. And for example, lots of popular music is in English, and understanding the lyrics, you know, it's a next level of feeling. I would recommend to anyone, like, my favorite bands all have their music in English, and I think it's something beautiful to be able to understand the lyrics. And not only that, but, you know, when you start getting context and actually being able to interpret and stuff in English, I think that's very beautiful. So I'd of course encourage you to learn English. I am not one of the stands that is going to say it's 100% necessary. You don't know English, don't even start coding. No, I don't think it doesn't go that way, but I think it's a very useful tool, and actually being able to communicate with other people through English is something marvelous, because I also feel that's something that's missing a lot from people that, you know, are working right now in Latin America and in an, I don't know, Latin American company and have Latin American mates and everyone, you know, speaks Spanish. So they may be in a bubble and not see that there's lots of people that don't speak Spanish. So, for example, in my day-to-day and work, I need to speak in English because half my team is Asian. Like, we won't be able to speak in another language. I don't know Chinese, I don't know Indian. I can't speak with them unless it's in English. And I think that's something very important, right? It's a bridge to help us communicate with the rest of the world. And I'm not going to say, oh, once you learn English, you know how to communicate with all the world. No. I know there's lots of countries that don't even have like a high percentage of the population that know English, and that's completely fine. But I think it helps close, you know, it helps make bridges. I'm not gonna say connect 100%, but I think it's very helpful. And also, I don't know, you're getting to know people through talking a second language. You get to know a lot about themselves and their culture, and you're like, oh, if it weren't for me knowing this other language to communicate with a person from another culture, I wouldn't even like be able to understand what they want to say to me. So I think that's something really nice. I'd say be very patient when learning English. Even though I think I may not be the best person to give advice, because I've, you know, been learning English since I was little. But what I think has helped a lot, of course, was moving to the US and the whole team speaks English, so you now gotta speak English, and that's about it. Speaking, I don't think your speaking ability actually demonstrates how good you are in English. For example, I feel my speaking ability is really bad, but I think it does help to gain more confidence, right? And you know, feel better about yourself talking in English. And so I'd really recommend, like, you know, speaking, you know, someone who knows English, like, just have a conversation in English and try to, you know, yeah, talk about your day-to-day life and see, like, how deep you can get, right? Because sometimes we think, like, oh, yeah, I know a lot of English. And then you start talking about, I don't know, describe one of your hobbies and stuff. Like, what do you like doing? And then it's like, you start stuttering and not really saying very, I don't know, useful stuff or complex. So yeah, I'd really recommend speaking. At least when I've been learning Japanese, speaking has also I think it lands you, right? It's like they say put your feet on the ground and actually say, like, okay, you know, these are the I may be missing some vocabulary here. So, you know, it helps you grasp the things that you may be missing. So I definitely recommend trying to speak with someone else that knows English. I know it's very hard to find, like, a study buddy. I've been trying to find a study buddy, like, you know, a Japanese person that wants to learn English so I can, you know, teach them English and they teach me Japanese. But it's hard because, like, if I find them here, they probably already know English, right? Or maybe I was like, oh, maybe well, Japanese to Spanish. Yeah, someone from Japan here that wants to learn Spanish. But I haven't found it yet. I found them. I'm gonna tell you if I get any lucky about that. So, yeah, what I would... I'm sorry if this episode is not as fluent as others, or maybe the ideas are not very well organized. I do promise it has been like all my other episodes where there is no edition. It's just me speaking to the microphone. And to be honest, I'm telling you, I was very nervous at first. And I was like, oh, I have no experience speaking in English in front of a microphone. And then I was like, wait, no, I do every day in a meeting. So I actually do have experience. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna talk like if I were in a meeting, you know, reporting my status in Scrum, I guess, or something. So yeah, I think that helped me a lot. So if you ever find yourself in an English speaking environment, first of all, breathe. It's very likely that people in the call, most of them are gonna have English as their second language. So don't think like, oh, I'm going to speak and everyone is going to be American and they're going to judge me how I sound. No. No, don't. Actually, when I'm speaking with people here, I'm just saying people from America in this particular Before you say, oh yeah, Americans, the whole continent and not a country. We know. Just people here used to call it American, and that's what I won't really complain about that. So what I'm saying is people that are actually from here, from the US, when they hear me speaking English, they're like, oh, you're good. Like, I haven't found anyone who's been judging, like, oh, you sound Mexican or no. They're actually pretty impressed. And that's usually what people do when they speak to you in your language, and you know it's not their first language, something very impressive. And actually I've had, for example, a friend from Turkey, and Spanish is actually her third language, and she speaks it very well. And I'm like, wow, we're actually able to communicate in Spanish. And I'm like, wow, you're impressive. I deeply admire people that learn new languages. And I think that's like a general consensus. So that's what I wanted to say, that don't be scared of people judging you. They're actually gonna think, oh, he's pretty dope. So yeah, just go and try it. If you say something like really, really bad, people are gonna correct you, and that's okay. Be open-minded and say like, oh, thanks. So, or you can always have questions, you know. I have this American friend, and I'm like, how do you say this or that? Like, does this sound like I think it should? And they'd say like, yeah, or like, no, there is this better way of saying it. Also, day-to-day English is pretty different from the English we learn in textbooks, the English that's in the TOEFL. So I'd say there's lots of English you learn on your day-to-day just by speaking with other people who speak English, right? All these catchphrases and stuff. I hadn't actually thought about it. And actually, you see, I say a lot the word actually, and that's kind of, I don't remember what's the word for it in English. When you say one word over and over again while you're thinking, that's what I'm doing. So yeah, when I was an intern, I remember... this guy came, and you know, we were a group of friends, and he was like, hey, are you down for going, I don't know where? And I'm like, I'm down, what do you mean? I'm like, no, I don't have Down syndrome. Like, I just didn't understand what he meant. I'm like, are you asking if I I feel really stupid for thinking that, but I was like, what are you saying? And no, actually, like, being down for something means like you're up for it, you're like, okay, let's go. So it's just, you know, language you use that you won't see it in any textbook saying like, yeah, if you agree to go somewhere, say I'm down. I was like, what? So yeah, there's lots of English you're gonna learn if you move to an English speaking country, and you know, it's called, I don't know if it's a mannerism, what's the word for that, but yeah, just there's English you will learn along the way. And I swear every week I of course, the weeks I actually like get to have a good conversation with people, I'm always learning new words. And I was like, wow. So you see, I'm perfectly capable of maintaining a conversation in English. I dare say that my understanding of English is 100% better than my speaking, but still, my day to day, I learn new stuff, and I'm really happy about that. And you never finish learning a language, and it's good and beautiful, but at the same time scary, no? So you say like, oh, all those years and you're still learning English. Well, yeah, that's how languages are. Actually, I'm also learning Spanish when sometimes you know, I'm in my Japanese class, and my teacher would say, like, my sensei, they'd say like, oh yeah, this word actually means this thing. And I'm like, what does this word mean in Spanish? And she'd be like, oh, let me tell you. So you never finish learning a language, and that's actually something I enjoy a lot about learning new languages. And I know many people have heard my episodes, and especially the one about learning new languages, which is in Spanish. But one of the things I said is I back in my high school and university years, I love taking new languages, like, you know, classes 101, so German, Chinese. I took like 2 years of Chinese. I'm actually going to say it, I don't think I haven't said it publicly, but I am going to actively pursue Chinese as my fourth language. I am just waiting to get fluent enough and intermediate enough in Japanese to start speaking Chinese. I haven't forgot the Chinese I learned over the years, but due to the, you know, nature of kanji and the characters like being the same but sounding different, it's going to be very hard for me if right now I onboard and start learning Chinese 100%. So I'm waiting a little bit more so I can have a much better grasp of Japanese. I think once I complete the N entry, the NOK entry, which is an exam for Japanese. That's when I'm gonna start with Chinese, because I like it, and I actually follow some people in social media that they're called polyglots, which means they speak, is it 4 or more languages or 5? I don't know, but I am a fan. I know they actually work in translation, and when someone learns a lot of languages, they tend to, you know, find a job specifically for that. Which I don't know, it may be part of my future, you know, becoming a translator. I wouldn't be close to that. I just feel it's too soon for maybe Japanese or other languages, English. I could become a translator, to be honest, but I don't know. At first I thought, like, it feels like an already very saturated market. But then there's, you know, it happens sometimes. I see, you know, the NVIDIA Culido that came out. So half of Latin America is laughing a lot at that campaign, because it actually is like a bad word in Spanish, but it seems they didn't have anyone who spoke Spanish in the team to actually verify that word. So, you know, when the advertising came out from NVIDIA and everyone was like, oh my god, did they really name it like that? And it's very funny. Also, we have in my day-to-day job, we have this, I don't know, this service, and we call it OBO, OBO, which, you know, is also like a funny word in Spanish. So every time I hear the word OBO, I laugh. So yeah, I think that's the beauty of different languages. I definitely encourage you to continue learning English. So if you made it up to here, you know English very good. So continue learning it, speak it. Don't be afraid of being judged. I know it's really hard, you know, if you see someone put on the spotlight and people laughing at him, and I'm telling you, I heard this whole speech from the governor and I thought it was great. I was like, that is my level of English, and it's good. You can notice that he is not in English speaking environments on his day to day, but that's fine. I mean, he sounds perfectly fine, and people will be able to understand you, accent or not. So don't let that keep you from learning a new language. Please continue giving it your best. I think it's learning a new language is a beautiful way to communicate with the rest of the world. And I know, as we discussed previously, that some takes can be that, it's not like, I don't want to say like America is the most important in the world, and that's why everyone is learning English, and that's why I don't want to. And no, don't see it that way. English, as all languages, are a bridge. And if I think it's, in like I explained this, it helped me communicate with my teammates, which are from other countries. So it's not, you think, oh, okay, we're speaking in English, we're talking about the US and that's it. No, we're talking about our cultures and describing in English. You know, when our manager asks, like, okay, what did you do this weekend? And guys, did you have fun? What activities did you do? And I'm always like, yeah, we ate this Mexican food, we cooked this Mexican dish, we went to this Mexican party. Like, I get to teach them about Mexico through English, and they get to teach me about their cultures through English. So that's what I think is very beautiful, you know, to use a language as a bridge to get to know the rest of the world. So please, please, please don't get discouraged from learning another language. I am not sure if I'm going to publish this episode in LinkedIn. I know I have people there. I have people from work also. So I'm kind of nervous. But if they made it all the way through here, then hi. Thanks for listening. But yeah, I wanted to make this episode special for people to see that if you're learning English, feel free to create content in English, and don't be afraid of people judging you, because when you have an accent, it shows that you're part of another culture, that you're learning, that you went out of your comfort zone and are actually trying to get to know the rest of the world. And for me, that's something that's very beautiful. So thank you everyone for listening. Next episode is going to be in Spanish, but I am very grateful for having you in my podcast, and we'll see you in the following weeks. Thank you. Bye bye.